Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. With FEMA funds axed, what will happen to Crisfield? Trump policies threaten Maryland's other climate efforts. Crisfield, once the seafood capital of the world, faces disaster as FEMA pulls $36 million in mitigation funds, leaving the town at risk of disappearing into the Chesapeake Bay. Meanwhile, Trump policies threaten Maryland's climate efforts, with federal grants lost, funding cuts for clean energy sources, and efforts to repeal state laws addressing climate change. Governor Wes Moore faces criticism over handling of reparations legislation, and a historic cemetery near Cheltenham housing children's graves is rediscovered. Medical examiners in Maryland label 20% of autopsy deaths as undetermined, raising questions about accuracy. Moore considers Trump's school choice plan, while Representative Jamie Raskin outstrips Maryland colleagues in fundraising. The state is ready to tussle with feds over a wind project permit, and Howard County Council Chair Liz Walsh joins the race for county executive. The IG group blasts County Executive Kathy Klausmeier's involvement in naming a new watchdog, and a federal appeals court overturns a doctor's acquittal in a Medicaid fraud case. Former Anne Arundel County Executive John Gary dies at 81.
Lyme rides in Atlanta exceed 1 million in first half of 2025. In the first half of 2025, Lyme riders in Atlanta have taken over 1 million trips, a 45% increase from last year. June alone saw 205,348 trips, marking an 18% growth year over year. Lyme continues to invest in Atlanta, deploying new Gen Lyme bikes and Lyme Glider, supporting Pride initiatives and community events. Lyme's success in Atlanta showcases its deep integration into daily life, with ongoing investments in the city, including supporting LGBTQIA+ communities and launching new, inclusive micromobility options. Lyme's commitment to sustainability is evident through its significant reduction in carbon emissions intensity, keeping it on track for net zero by 2030. Lyme's global expertise, combined with a hyperlocal approach, ensures reliable and sustainable service for riders, contributing to a greener and more connected urban environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.